Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Buckley. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Carrie Lujan, who is the Communications Manager and Public Information Officer with my beloved city, the city of Santa Clarita. Carrie, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, better lead others, and to grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization and what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Carrie, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me here, Paul. I'm very excited. I am the communications manager for the city of Santa Clarita. We are the third largest city in LA County with about 230,000 residents. We have about 450 full-time employees and upwards of 800 during the summer months with all of the lifeguards and community center staff. I oversee the communications division, and we have centralized communications here at the city. So that means everything that goes out from the city, whether that be to the media or to the residents, comes across my desk, be that social media, publications, crisis communications, articles, press releases. We really do it all here. And I'm very thankful to be part of such a dynamic organization who is always looking to innovate and come up with new ideas to best serve our residents. And I will get into my key points. I have four that I want to talk about. And the first is, it's really all about the people that you hire. And Paul, I know this firsthand because I went through 5 panel interviews before I was selected for this role. And that's something that we really impress upon our managers, just how important hiring is. And we want them to ask every time they're interviewing a candidate, do these candidates share our values and enthusiasm for the work that we do on a daily basis? Do they come to us every morning expecting to do great things? And those may be lofty ideals, but if that is not your starting point, then you're setting your organization up for less than it deserves. And we really have a special culture here in the city of Santa Clarita. And I think that's because the employees have a focus on excellence, and most of the employees that work here actually live here as well. So there's really a commitment and dedication to providing the best possible municipal services, because we're providing them to our families, friends, and loved ones. And the next point I want to make is, it's important to celebrate your work, confirming at every turn, through how we tell our story, not what we built or what we produce, but how it changes lives and fundamentally delivers on our promise to our residents to have the highest quality of life that they sought by coming to Santa Clarita or staying in Santa Clarita if they grew up here. And communicating that is key. We have the important job of confirming their bias. People moved here or decided to stay here for a reason. And if their expectations are met with contradictory experiences or poor customer service, they may start to question if they made the right decision to set down roots here. We want them to see what's good about the city to confirm that they made the best and most important decisions in their life. And some people, they chose to retire here, raise their families here, because they want to be in a city where they feel comfortable, they feel safe, and they enjoy living and working here. And the next important point that I want to make, that it's always important to evaluate your work. Ask yourself, what could we have done better in this situation? And in Santa Clarita, we take that a step forward. We go straight to the public and we ask them, using scientific social surveys, to measure whether we're doing a good job across multiple programs and services. We let our customers, our residents, tell us how we're doing and how we're delivering on those things. And some people will say that we are brave to do this because, I don't know if you know this, Paul, but there's a little bit of anti-government sentiment these days. But it's very important to us. We want to be honest. We think it's the right thing to do if we're going to make good on the promises that I mentioned earlier. And that's something that we really focus on in communications as well. We are constantly studying our analytics, especially for social media, to see what's resonating with our residents, what's going to earn us those likes, the comments, and that engagement that we're always searching for. And the last thing I want to mention is, we want to take that feedback and regularly fine-tune the engine of our organization and drive that car in the direction that our locally elected officials want to take the city in. Everything you see in Santa Clarita can be attributed to the policies and the desires of those who have selflessly served on our city council to develop a great city that is envied throughout the state and throughout the nation. We have a AAA bond credit rating. We have a strong economy, a solid management team, and that didn't happen by accident. We've always been very deliberate about our decision making. And when we make a recommendation to the city council based on their direction, we always keep in mind that we are here to serve the public at the very highest levels. And you can see that with all of the amazing projects and programs that we have here in our city. And I thank you, Paul, for this opportunity to share some of my key points there with you.
Carrie, I really love that. Those four really clear messages around the people, the celebration, the evaluation, and essentially leadership. A really, really clear message. I do have to say, I don't know whether you know this part of my story, but I first came to Santa Clarita for 2 years just after 9/11. I used to work with Hilton Hotels. I was the finance director for Hilton Honors, the loyalty program. And it was a 2 year assignment because the gentleman was on a long term sick leave and they needed a European in the role because of the joint venture between Hilton International and Hilton US. And we lived here in Valencia and we just loved it. And so when we went back to England 2 years later, my wife and I said, gosh, you know, why don't we set ourselves a goal to get back to the US? And if you can picture the scene, we went down to our local village store in England. We bought a binder and we wrote on the binder the Get Back to Santa Clarita plan.
I love that so much. Do you still have the binder?
We do.
I would love to see that.
And then we moved back here 2006 to start New Leaf. So, you know, I'm absolutely delighted with Santa Clarita. Our kids were raised here. I say we lived here until we moved up on the hill to Five Points. So we're technically outside of the city now, as you know.
Well, one valley, one vision, Paul. That's what we say.
I like that. I like that. If I could just give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Carrie, until I see you next, could I offer you a virtual high five?
I would love
Carrie, thanks for taking a few minutes with us. I really, really appreciate it. And again, I'm just a raving fan of the city. So thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.